Do you ever feel like you're always on? What do you do when you need a moment to chill? How would you like to hit the reset button to get ready for what's next? These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nothing but nonstop hustle all the time. Sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset, and that's when you can reach for Coors Light. It's made to chill. Look, it's summertime, transfer window is coming up. It's gonna get crazy. So if you ever just wanna, again, take a step back and relax, read the transfer rounds, read the gossip rumors, grab a Coors Light. It'll be perfect companion for all those transfer merry-go-rounds. There's only one beer out there that's literally made to chill, and that's Coors Light. The mountains on the bottles and cans even turn blue when the beer is cold. That way you always know when it's time to chill. When you need to hit reset, just open a Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Now that it's finally hot in Minnesota, I'm going to be looking for an easy beer to drink, and Coors Light is perfect for that. It's lagered, it's cold filtered, and it's cold packaged. It's, again, made to chill. It's crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. Perfect for a moment to unwind. And so when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. And as always, celebrate.
Hi, this is Ruben Loftus-Cheek.
I'm Pat Nevin.
I'm Mason Mount. You're listening to the London is Blue podcast.
Hey guys, we got a bit of a special episode here for you today. If you have been following us, you know that we're part of the Blue Wire Network, and the Blue Wire Network just dropped an absolutely incredible series called American Prodigy, the Freddie Adu story. If you know anything about American soccer, you've probably heard of Freddie Adu. Grant Wall, who is an incredible soccer journalist, worked at SI for a really long time, had the entire scoop on Freddie Adu, the what ifs. What, you know, kind of what determines who makes it in soccer and who doesn't, and kind of what happened with Freddie Adu. This is the first time that Freddie himself is on a podcast talking about his playing career and experiences, and it is available everywhere you get your ads. But we're going to do an episode here for you just so you get a taste, and we hope you listen to the entire series. Here we go.
Do I owe you an apology?
No, you don't. No, you don't. I'm going to tell you straight up. Look.
In 2003, Nike signed 13-year-old Freddie Adu to a seven-figure contract. Nike's founder told me Freddie could make a bigger impact on his sport than LeBron James, Tiger Woods, and Michael Jordan had on theirs. But Freddie didn't live up to the hype. Was he a failure? Was it partly my own fault for overselling him? What even happened to Freddie Adu? I've had a lot of questions for Freddie, but he has turned down every single documentary project looking closely at the details of his career. Until now.
I had completely decided I wasn't going to do any interviews, any podcast, anything. I mean, I get bombarded with these things all the time, but they vouch for you, my man. They do. So that's why I'm here right now.
I'm Grant Wall, and this is American Prodigy, Freddie Adu.
The expectations, it was a lot, man. And people don't realize this, but this stuff messes with your mind as a young player. Everybody's like, oh man, you know, that was so awesome. No, it wasn't all it was cracked up to be.
Episode 1 of American Prodigy drops November 17th from Blue Wire Podcasts.